Entergy Vermont Yankee says it will shut down the plant late next year. The company then has up to 60 years to dismantle and decommission the plant under a government-approved process known as SafeStore. Some Entergy critics, including Governor Peter Shumlin, want the plant decommissioned as quickly as possible so the site can be used for a new power plant or other industry. But anti-nuclear activist Chris Williams says not so fast. Williams is president of Vermont Citizens Action Network. He's calling for a slower decommissioning timetable.
You want to be slow and thorough about it, you know, going in and just taking the hottest parts out and putting them in containers and shipping them somewhere as immediate as possible is not a real good plan.
Williams says his sister organization, Citizens Awareness Network, has followed decommissioning efforts at several plants around New England. He says when the Yankee Row plant in Massachusetts began decommissioning back in the 1990s, the dismantling was too hasty.
It was a learning process for the industry, and part of that learning process was what not to do. And at Yankee Row, they just went in and started literally tearing the thing apart. There was extensive, unnecessary exposure to radiation for the workers.
Williams is advocating what he calls planned decommissioning and site remediation. He says it's a variant of the SafeStore option that allows Entergy 60 years for decommissioning. He says the process could take 20 years or so.
The most important parts of the process that we're proposing on here is, number one, let's work to get the fuel out of the pool as quickly as possible and into dry cask containers. Two, keep the skilled workforce on for as long as they can.
Entergy has 13 dry casks on site now that hold spent nuclear fuel. The rest of the highly radioactive material is stored underwater in an above-ground pool inside the reactor building. Entergy will have to file its decommissioning plan with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Neil Sheehan is an NRC spokesman.
They have to go in and do site surveys and make sure that they're meeting all the criteria. So that comes later in the process that basically says, here's how we can demonstrate to you that we are decommissioning and meeting all the cleanup criteria fully to federal standards.
Sheehan says Entergy is allowed to set its own timetable, and NRC rules allow it to wait the full 60 years. He says the Yankee Row plant took about 15 years to decommission and that NRC records do not show major violations during that time period. Entergy signed an agreement with the state in 2002 that allows it to follow the 60-year SafeStore option. Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia says the Shumlin administration wants to work with Entergy on a decommissioning timetable that restores the site quickly and safely. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.